that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Out of This World program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in the Seattle area and beyond. We will have only the best psychics and astrologers in the world on our program, and I guarantee it will be the most interesting radio program you've ever listened to, as you will hear information here that you will simply not hear elsewhere. I want to also welcome our new friends who I know are listening from Switzerland. Guten Tag, mein Freunden. Today we're very grateful and lucky to have as our guest Susan Miller. She's coming to us live from New York City. She's an amazing astrologer, just an amazing person, and I'm sure that you'll find this interview with her totally out of this world. But before we go to Susan, I always want to thank the many sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing essential moral support for the program, and without whose friendship and help, this program would not have been possible. My dear friend Ann Nelson, a business professor at Walla Walla Community College, who's also provided wonderful support, as well as, of course, my angelic and earthly family. Our upcoming guests include, 1 week from today, Professor David Jacobs from the Temple University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's one of the world's foremost researchers on UFO phenomenon. After that, we're having Major Ed Dames and Joe Trolley. Major Ed Dames, in 2 weeks, is one of the world's foremost remote viewers, and Joe Trolley is a well-known psychic based in New York City. In September, we will also have James von Prague, one of the world's famous mediums and psychics, and Lee Moorhead, one of the best psychics in the United States, who had her own television psychic program in New York for nearly 30 years. For more information about these guests, please see our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. In a few minutes, let's start our interview with Susan, but first let's go to a quick break, and then we'll be back in a few minutes. Hello, friends. I'd like to introduce you to one of the best mystics and psychotherapists we have in the area, wonderful person named Jackie Conquest. Jackie, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Well, hello. My name is Jacqueline Conquest, and I also started a show here on KKNW. It's the first Thursday of every month at 8 a.m. on the Chat with Women Network, and it's called Jacqueline Conquest, Mystic and Psychotherapist.
What kinds of work do you do?
Well, I have been in my private practice for over 30 years. I'm a licensed mental health counselor, so I do couples and individuals and children, family therapy. But what I really find so profoundly shape-shifting for folks is because I'm a clinical certified hypnotherapist, so I do the deeper work of not only the subconscious mind, you know, and helping those to find their real understanding with it, you know, reconnecting to their higher self and trusting their intuition, but also the energy work where, like, in a few minutes, if someone's feeling depressed, then I can help them to release the depression and to reconnect to their higher self and then feel empowered and to feel free. So I kind of, let's put it this way, one of a testimony I had from a client who came into session one day, this was many, many years ago, and she was on antidepressants. And I started seeing her, and one day she comes back, and of course she'd been so jazzed because she didn't need to take the antidepressants anymore. And so anyway, she'd seen her doctor and he was baffled. And she told me, I tried to explain to my doctor what you do. And all he said was, it's magic, just magic.
So. Well, maybe that's the best explanation for it, Jackie.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, listeners, Jackie's really good at what she does. And if you have any kinds of those kinds of issues, please do get a hold of her. How do people get a hold of you, Jackie?
My number is 206-303-9482. That's 206-303-9482. And then my website is Jacqueline Conquest, and Conquest is spelled just like conquering something. Mm-hmm. Jacqueline Conquest Mystic.com, and there's a contact page on there, and it talks all about what I do, and, you know, insurances. I can also, you know, take insurances and whatnot.
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Well, listeners, please do contact Jackie if you have any needs for this kind of work. I think she's fantastic. She's
a beautiful
person, and I know you'd be happy with her work.
Thank you.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hello, listeners. For those who are just tuning in, this is the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, on KKNW, 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington. And for the next hour, we'll be talking one of the world's most amazing and interesting astrologists, Susan Miller, coming to us live from New York City. She is the founder and editor of the award-winning AstrologyZone.com website, which garners over 6 million viewers a month, if you can imagine. She also has a Spanish website also linked up to the Astrology Zone. She's authored no less than 10 best-selling books in astrology, including Planets and Possibilities, a 432-page classic, her popular Year Ahead series, which is fascinating. If you are at a bookstore, please check out her books. They're absolutely amazing. She's currently the contributing editor to 10 monthly consumer fashion magazines, including LA USA, LA Hong Kong, Vogue Japan, West Korea, Tempo Turkey, Claudia Brazil, South Moda Spain, Amica Italy, Mini Russia, and Marie Claire China. She has been listed as one of the top five grossing applications. Her new application for iPhone has been listed as one of the top five grossing applications in the Apple Store for a staggering 12 months so far. And for those people who follow her on Twitter, she only has 173,600 followers, which is quite a few. And in her Facebook, she has over 92,000 subscribers. Susan, can you hear me all right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I can.
Well, I guess
I can hear you, and you're so cute. I have 177 now, 1,000 Twitter followers.
Oh, my goodness.
And about 94,000 on Facebook. But I enjoy Twitter because it's short, and I can answer some quick questions, you know, and I can go through them rapidly. You know, it's catch as catch can, but I like to go down to the town square and see what people are saying.
Oh.
It's very relaxing when you're writing long documents. So.
Fascinating. Well, my first question to you is, do you get any sleep? Do you sleep much?
I was very lucky. I was a lot like my father. I only sleep 5 hours. I wake up without an alarm. Even when I'm, say, in a different time zone like L.A. or even further like Istanbul, I wake up after I've had 5 hours sleep all by myself. I mean, I don't need any help. I don't need an alarm. I don't need any coffee.
I just
pop out of bed like bread out of a toaster. It's you know what? I wasn't born with a great deal of family money or amazing connections, but I was given the greatest natural resource, energy. And that's so great.
Well, that's
good. So you can get a lot done, and I'm very organized. So.
Well, that's great.
And my life is fun. It's just I never expected to tell the world I knew astrology. That was going to be my secret with my mom, who taught me astrology. And even with her, I had to beg her for like 2 years to teach me, and she kept saying no. So she said, no, I don't want my daughter to study it for a year and then think she knows it. A little knowledge is really dangerous, and you'll say the wrong things, and you won't know anything. So I'm not teaching you. And, well, I finally convinced her that I lived home. I was 14 years old. Where was I going to go? I had braces and crutches, and I was very sick. I wanted to know if I'd ever walk again. So I was very motivated. And I loved my mom. I would never give her a promise and go against it. Not my little mom. She was my champion. So was my father, but my mom was with me all day long. You know, I couldn't leave. I was paralyzed during the operation to save my life. I had a birth defect that they had to correct. They didn't know what it was until they got inside, and I was bleeding internally at a horrific rate. And I had to stop the bleeding, and they put so many bands around my legs so tight that if you do that, it will damage your main nerve feeding the rest of your leg, and you get a dropped foot. And so, but I was young, so I gave up going to high school, and I studied home. The Board of Ed works with kids like this. You know, they have a program. The internet wasn't quite out there yet, So teachers were nicer. Two hours of a teacher would come to you once a week, and the rest of the time my mom helped me. I have a sister, but she was busy, and she's a Libra, so she had tons of friends. And so she was never there. So my mother had time. And my father had an Italian grocery store, very special, beautiful, fancy foods and vegetables, and just beautiful. We had famous customers right downstairs. So when my father needed my mother to help out, she would just go downstairs and help him. So, and then when I got well, she worked with him full time. So by the time I was 16 and a half, I was much better. I was going to college at 16. I was back in the system, you know, going out of the house, and you know, and I was almost well. So I went to NYU, majored in business, because my father said, when this health nightmare is over, you're going to need to get a job someday. And I said, you can say that again, Daddy. And he said, well, major in business. You'll always work. And we have a very practical family. So I'm like, okay. Even my column is very, very practical, yet warm. I seem to be able to, I want to combine the two, but very practical, and you should be able to get ideas for yourself. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but I'll give you some to get started. But I write 48,000 words a month divided by 12 signs, so it's a lot of work. Each sign takes me usually 7 hours. This month is a tough month. So each one was taking me 10 to 12 hours. You know, my little staff says, what? You're staring at the screen. I'm like, well, I have to say something delicately, and I need to think about this first. So wait, give me a minute. You know, I'm okay. I'm doing it. But so you have to think before you write. You know, so, you know, my website, Astrology Zone, is 18 years old on the net. I'm older than Google. Google started in the year 2000. I started in 1995. That's my one bragging right.
That's amazing.
I'm older than you. Right, you have to listen to me.
Funny.
So, just have a little fun with it.
Respect for your elders.
Yes. I can't believe it's that long. I've been writing all this material for so long.
Oh,
it's
my goodness.
A lot, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, I love what I do. And
wonderful.
Actually, I was an agent for commercial photographers.
Uh-huh.
That's what I had done. I was so successful. I was one of the top 10 agents in the country. My biggest account was Coca-Cola for the world with my photographer who was shooting Splashes, Spills, and Pours on 8x10 film, which is, you know, you're looking at it upside down, so it's so hard, and you have to look at the corners and everything with a loop. And we were shooting for every country in the world through McCann Erickson International, and I would write all the estimates and approve. You know, they would approve my overages, and there was a real relationship. But, you know, we did cars. I don't even know how to drive. We were doing cars. My children are saying, now BMW looks like the peace symbol, Mommy. You know, they're little kids, and they're drawing things for me.
Oh, no.
But I was doing so well because I knew how to sell. So it didn't matter if I didn't know how to drive. In New York, you know, if somebody says they have a certain car, you're like, oh, that's nice. We think more in terms of, oh, you have wheels. That's really nice. You don't have to sit behind a bulletproof, you know, kind of taxi cab, you know, partition.
Sure.
So that's real luxury. So, no, but I did really, really well. We were doing Audi and you know, BMW and Saab and, you know, everybody, Chrysler. You know, I was doing a lot of cars because stock photography was coming in as a very big problem because a big company could buy one photograph out of a stock library, and then, you know, the photographer wasn't given the money to do a whole shoot with a crew. And photographers needed that. They needed the money to experiment. So I went to areas that they'd have to keep shooting, like cars. They change every year. And food, all kinds of food items. They keep changing the box. Now you might say makeup would be that, but that's fashion, and you needed different contacts. And I grew up in my father's business down, you know, above the store, so I knew General Mills and Coca-Cola and Haagen-Dazs ice cream and, you know, all the things that were staples that he sold besides all the imported items he had. So it seemed more natural to me to, you know, to go to normal companies, you know, that I knew.
That's great.
No.
Well, you, I mean, you must be extremely busy, Susan. And I've read your book, actually, the year ahead, and not for this year, but 2012.
Oh, yeah, 2012. I have to send you Planets and Possibilities, and luckily it's on digital as well.
Oh,
I love that book because I spent 4 years finding little-known attributes of each sign.
Oh,
things that you could be really proud about and that you never knew is inside you that you can develop if you prefer, if you like, or not, you know. And then in order to help you understand yourself further, I think people love little stories, like the story of Persephone and her mom, Demeter, and how sad she was when Pluto took her to Hades because, you know, she was so pretty. He grabbed her and took her underground, and Demeter made winter, and all the crops were fading, and the other planets were getting worried, and they appealed to Zeus and said, "We can't have this. I mean, everything's going to wither and die." So she made a deal that she would get her daughter back during spring and summer, and she would bring back the green and the life to the planet, but that, you know, she'd give up her daughter for a fall and winter, she would be able to bring the snows and the dying and the decay, and that she was all right with that because she knew she couldn't get any more than that. This is Scorpio's shrewd street sense and knowing how far to push in a negotiation and when to stop, when you're going to come out ahead. There's different examples I get. You know, a lot of astrology was lost in the Alexandria fire, the burning of the library. But so much came to us through these little stories that would illuminate your qualities and really help you understand what's so special about you. So I got really into this, and then in the beginning of the book, I give you like a little primer on astrology in a question and answer kind of format to make it easy. I really write for people who don't particularly know anything about astrology, never would have thought of thinking about it or lifting that lid and looking inside. I write for people to show them what's possible and how they can harness it, because I like astrology's firm structure. It's perfect for problem solving and for idea generation. And in a way, I'm doing the same thing I did for the photographers and for the art directors, you know, who I called on, the creative directors. Love living life creatively and try to spark ideas. And astrology helps me with that, and it can help anybody. And you don't have to know astrology, because I do all the work in my column, and I just show you the days and what might be possible on those days.
You are such a gift to the world, Susan. And I'm just... No, you are. You are.
Thank you.
And especially, you know, a lot of people now, I know it's... For some folks, it's hard times, you know, and
it is.
You know.
It is, and I feel that. And, you know, we have a total eclipse of the moon on the 15th of April, Tuesday. And if you feel in your office, anyone who's listening, that people are kind of getting out of the cage, like your clients, where everybody seems mad and like for no reason everybody's snapping at each other, or you're hearing major news, okay, this is how a lot of things happen at eclipse time, and this is a full moon eclipse. A full moon eclipse is worth three full moons rolled into one. They're very powerful.
My goodness.
Only get two a year, two full moon eclipses a year, usually, typically, and two solar eclipses a year. We're going to have that one August 29th.
Oh, okay.
And April 29th, sorry.
Okay.
April 29th, and then we'll have one on October 23rd, and the other lunar eclipse will be October 8th.
Okay.
So, you know, April and October are the big turning point months, because eclipses really speed up everything. Suddenly you feel like your life is on fast forward. And, you know, sometimes the news isn't quite what we wanted to hear. Like a friend called me and she said, "I've got macular degeneration." And I said, "I know the perfect place. I did a lot of research for my mom, and my family has this, and I bet I'm carrying the gene. So I looked into this, and I'm going to email you right now, and you'll get the benefit of, like, months of my research, and they're right here near you." And, you know, when you're in a fix or you're feeling sad, it's very important to call your friends, because you may get an unusual response. It's a real helpful response. And we all have to help each other and not wave off other people's problems. Mm-hmm. You know, if your child is out of work and she just lost her job, this isn't the time to say, oh, you probably did something wrong. No, no. Companies are laying people off for no reason at all, and you have to be supportive. And, and you know, it's funny. Somebody I know was out of work a long time. And you know how the magazines give you these letters in December? Like, if you extend your subscription, we'll give you a free one for anybody you'd like to give it to.
Sure.
And I thought of this girl, and I thought, oh, she's so depressed. I'm just going to give her, I must have given her like 15 magazines, right? Like, I thought, oh, she's not going to be mad at me. But all these magazines start coming in, and she's like, oh, I love these magazines. And I could see that her whole demeanor was changing, and she was feeling better. She was thinking more about herself and, you know, fixing up herself a little bit more. And the magazines have great ideas for not a lot of money. It just depends on the magazine you're reading. And, of course, Elle, who I write for, I made sure that was one of them. Wow. But I thought, gee, this is such a simple way to make somebody's life brighter. I bet there's other ways. Like the lady upstairs who you know has arthritis, maybe she can't open the jars. So next time I see her in the lobby, I'm going to say, do you need somebody to run upstairs? Do you want me to do that once in a while?
Yeah.
Like every Thursday morning or something? You know, it's amazing what people will say to you. And if you're sensitive or if you're cute, if you're watching, you almost have to watch how they answer a question. Like this same girl, she was out looking for a job, and I was staying at her house for a few days, and I said, you go out to work, and I don't know how to drive, but I can call the cab company because it's in my iPhone. But I saw you didn't have any soup or anything, and she said, gas prices are high. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm going to go to the supermarket, and I'm going to make a big order so that you have lots of stuff around here because you're too busy to shop. You're looking for a job. But I'm going to have to know some of the things you like, and you better tell me because I'm going to buy them anyway. And I was trying to find the perfect present, and I'm going to spend like $200-$300, so you better tell me, you know. And you know, just listening carefully, I didn't expect her to say gas prices are high. I thought she'd say, oh, I'm busy. You know, so if we're very careful and listen to the sentence we get back, if it's different than we expected, there's the backstory. And I'm very cute to that. I listen really well. I just want to help. I just, you know, having been so sick for so many years, and my mom was the best. She would come to the hospital, and she wouldn't cry or anything like that. You should never cry in front of somebody, never, because that makes them feel worse. She would come in and say, Susie, when this leg is fixed, you're going to travel. You're going to go anywhere you want to go, and you're going to have pretty shoes. We're going to line them up against the wall, and you'll say, which pair of shoes will I wear today? And you'll have party dresses, and you'll go to parties. You know, I had the kind of illness that could strike at any minute, and the schools wouldn't let me participate in anything. I remember 5 years old, I couldn't even be in the Maypole, you know, little ritual in the park. Stand over here with the bad kids, you know. So she was painting a picture of my future. This is what we all must do for people who are facing a crisis, because they feel like they're in the middle of the ocean swimming, and they're looking for shore, and sometimes you can't even find the shore. And you have to have the faith in yourself to know that if I keep swimming and if I follow the directions of people around me, like your doctor or your mom or whoever, I was 14 years old, you will find the shore. You will get there, and you will walk, you know, but it's going to take a lot of faith, and it's painful, too. Anyone who says physical therapy is easy is, like, totally, like, soft-pedaling it. It's not. It's not easy. But you have to outrun the choo-choo train. You have to go fast because the first year or two is really where you're going to be. So you have to try really hard in the beginning. And it accelerates when you're halfway there. It does. It gets faster. So you have to have that faith. And, you know, I'm an astrologer, but I prayed, too. I'm a very devout Catholic. So, I mean, it's, I don't want people to think that astrology is a substitute for religion. It's not. Actually, astrology shows in the chart your attitude toward religion.
Interesting.
and your approach to it. Oh, we all have to pray. Prayer is magical, magical. No matter what religion you are, little prayer, it helps so much. And God is listening, and we must pray. And this illness changed me, but it was the best thing because it opened my heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said to my mother in the hospital, gosh, a week ago I was trying to figure out which nail polish to pick out. I had such a silly life. Now I'm fighting for my life. And she laughed and she said, well, I mean, it wasn't silly. It was mm-hmm. normal life, mm-hmm. and you're going to have your normal life again.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, boy, that people around you, and you know, if you know somebody in the hospital, go visit, even if the person is sleeping,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
the nurses notice, wow, that person has friends and relatives, and they care about them. And you may only have to do one thing, like
mm-hmm.
the patient wakes up and says, oh, I need a pain
mm-hmm.
shot,
mm-hmm.
and you run down the hall and you get the nurse, and could you come back with me? Is it time? And pretty sure it is time, but she'll tell you. And you just did that one thing, and you think, oh, I'm not doing anything. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And just being there shows you love that person, and they love you for that. And you know, my friends who've never been sick, they don't just know how much they're doing.
Sure.
It's a wonderful thing. It's a gift to show your love just by sitting there. You can bring your computer.
Mm-hmm.
The hospitals all have Wi-Fi now.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep busy. Answer your email in the hospital. It's fine. and then when they wake up, you can talk, and it's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
So.
Well, did you know that you're completely, I can see you, and you're completely covered in white light, completely angelic white light today.
What a nice thing to say.
You know,
I've never met anybody like you, so no one's ever said that to me. Thank you.
Well, I can see it. And plus, you're also having an effect in the studio. It's becoming lighter here in the studio. It's nice. I can feel your light here. It's very, very nice. And by the radio waves, you're also spreading it among the 3.1 million people in Puget Sound right now, too.
3.1 million people. Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah, we also go up to Vancouver, Canada, and Victoria, too. So we're...
Love Vancouver and Victoria. I've been to both. I had
uh-huh.
high tea
uh-huh.
in Victoria, and I spoke at the library in uh-huh. Vancouver. What a beautiful city.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually hoping to get there in August because there's a convention called SIGGRAPH,
mm-hmm.
Special Interest Group Graphics,
mm-hmm.
and it shows you things that MIT is doing, say
mm-hmm.
in VR, and
mm-hmm.
different breakthroughs that the universities pay the tech people to develop. Like you'll see a brook with
mm-hmm.
with words going over the rocks
mm-hmm.
in this water. I mean,
fantastic.
I don't know how they do it. All these magical high-tech things that the movies may actually use eventually, but it's a very interesting show, and people can go. And I haven't gone in a while, and the next one's in Vancouver in August, so I was hoping to kind of go there for a few days, you know.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
And then I'll be near you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'll stop by.
Well, that would be nice. Sure, I'd love to
yeah.
show you around the area. And plus, maybe you'd like to come down to our studios and have an in-person
I would
show.
Love that.
Okay.
I should build that in together, the two things, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have to look and see when SIGGRAPH is on.
Okay.
You know, it's so hard to explain, but people can Google SIGGRAPH, SIGGRAPH, Special Interest Group Graphics.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's a club or some sort, you know, with very high-tech people. But you can get a lot out of it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Susan, I want to take a quick station break and also give out our numbers. Would you like to take some calls if people call?
Oh, I think that I would be privileged, yes.
Okay, great, great. Well, let me give you our call numbers here for people who'd like to call in. Plus, we'll take a quick commercial break. Our call-in number here to the studio is area code 425-373-5527 or toll-free within Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And to my friends in Switzerland, you're also welcome to call in, too. I know it's late there. It's probably close to midnight in outside Zurich. But let's go to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back in a few minutes with Susan Miller live from New York City. Hello, friends. My name's Ted Marr. I'm the radio show host of the Out of This World radio program. We focus in on psychic phenomenon and metaphysics. We have in a studio today one of the best astrologers and tarot readers in the Seattle area, Karen Whelan.
Karen, how did you become interested in this field?
Because I'm a control freak, like most of us. I need to know what's going on in life. And so tarot and astrology just answer those questions for us. Tarot is a present tense oracle. It talks about what's going on in life right now. And astrology looks at the big picture and says, am I headed the way I want to be? Am I being who I want to be?
Karen, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like a reading?
Show up at East West Bookshop every Friday. Or you can email me at Karen@SeattleAstrologer.com. Again, you can reach me at East West Bookshop every Friday or at Karen@SeattleAstrologer.com.
Thanks, Karen.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Hello, listeners. We're back on the air with Susan Miller, live from New York City. She's one of the world's best astrologers. You're listening to KKNW, coming live from here, from Bellevue, Washington. Our Carlin line number for people who'd like to call in is 425-373-5527 or toll-free at 1-888-298-5569. Caller, are you there on the air? Yeah, well. We'll get him back on in a minute. Susan, are you there?
Yes.
Okay,
yes. Excited to speak to your listeners.
we have a lot of
people. Yes, if people would like to give their name, mm-hmm. just their first name. We keep mm-hmm. privacy here. Mm-hmm. And just to do a lot of charts, just the month and day of their birth would be nice. And a question that would be interesting to many, mm-hmm. you know. So, said quickly. That would be fun.
Okay. All right. Great. We'll get Sandra. You're on the line. We'll have Eric come back in a moment and put you on. I was just curious too, Susan, from your work. Like I'm a Scorpio, and for certain, I assume that there are certain times this year that would be better for business or better for career or better for relationships.
Business, definitely.
Yeah?
Scorpio is glorious at the end of July. Well, actually, middle to end, but especially after that powerful new moon, July 26th.
Oh.
So that's going to make August very important, especially the beginning of August. I don't want any of my little Scorpios going on vacation. You have to be around to collect all the stardust here. This is a once-in-12-year aspect. So
really?
You can go away in September. You can go away in June.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I want you to start getting ready in July, have your resume ready, and,
okay.
you know, all a lot of people are creative and would like to show their portfolio.
Interesting.
You know,
I have something.
To get it all spiffed up, and your wardrobe, too. You want to feel great. Your favorite, interview
interesting.
Outfit.
Interesting. Interesting. I have something actually going on early August. I'll tell you about it after the program.
Yay! Perfect timing. Wow.
Well, great. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, Sandra, go ahead. We have another caller. Hold on there, other caller. And Sandra, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hi. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure. What's your birthday, Sandra?
July 8th.
Oh, July 8th. Okay, you're a Cancer. And what is your question?
Oh, I don't really have one. I'm just down in the dumps, and I just don't seem to be able to pull myself up.
You know, Sandra, you have one of the best aspects. You waited 12 years for this, and Jupiter is being a bodyguard to you right now. Jupiter is the giver of gifts and luck. Think of Jupiter as Santa Claus. He spends 1 year in a sign, and then, you know, we all have to share. So he's leaving on July 16th to go to Leo. And if you say, well, wait a minute, when did he go into my sign? He went into Cancer last summer. The thing is, he barely got into Cancer when he sat down and had a nap, and he went into retrograde. And when a planet is retrograding, they're not as strong and powerful as they can be when they're going direct. But he went direct March 6th, and ever since then, he's working really hard for you, and he's built steam since March. So now we're in April. you really have his sweetest energies behind you. So I would say that you should go after one thing, that if only one thing happened this year that would make you really happy. You know, if somebody called you up, what would they be calling about and who would they be? Tell me a little something. Are you concerned about your work or would like to make more money or do you take care of children? Or
Right now I'm living in my truck and I'm go to school part-time and I'm trying to find income and it's extremely hard and I barely make my basic.
Okay. First of all, my hat goes off to you. Look at what you're going through to get an education that other people take for granted. And I think all of us sitting here are saying, oh my goodness, I mean, I didn't have to sacrifice as much as you did, Sandra. So I would go to the school and ask about any scholarships. Did you ask about that yet?
I'm working on them right now on applying.
Well, you have Jupiter, the little bodyguard, who's going to try to help you. This is like the best time to be asking about that. If you give me your year of birth, do you mind giving it to me?
Sure. It's 1960.
Okay. Very young. And do you know what time you're born?
I believe it was, the paperwork says 9 minutes after noon, I think it was. But I
12:09. Okay.
Yeah, I think
we'll
it was 12:10. I just have a feeling it was 12:10 that it took a while to look at the clock.
And were you born in
very
Seattle?
Strong, yes.
Okay. Okay. I can't let you go without a little bit more hope. You know, I wasn't going to do charts, but yours is so extreme, and you're trying so hard. Oh, Sandra, oh my gosh, you have four planets in your house of honors, awards, achievement, fame. There is literally no limit to how high you could go. You were born with an amazing, talent for leadership. And not only that, your sun is right at the top where the 12 is on a clock, and right next to it is Venus. And Venus means, next to the sun, the benevolent ruler, the ruler that everyone loves and wants to work for because she's so fair. And you have Uranus in the same house, which means your career would take some sudden turns. But that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make a sudden turn here. Your home situation has been horrific. Every Cancer listening has been worried about their home. Either they have to move out of their apartment or they are worried about their mom or dad because mom and dad come under the same place as home in the chart. One girl said to me she was swindled out of a house, and she explained it to me last night when I was at an event, and I saw how clever this man was, and she's about to lose everything. Even though she was in court, she trusted him. He put his name on the deed. Her name's not on it. She doesn't have a leg to stand on, except she has the wires to him of $1 million, and she trusted him. She was in love with him, and now she's standing with nothing. So every single Cancer is concerned about their home or their mom and dad. So we got to get you out of that living situation into a better place. You know, there was a whole story, I think it was on 2020 or Dateline, about a girl who wanted so badly to get an education that she worked out of her family's truck, and the whole family was there. They were homeless. And she won the top award. You probably heard about her. I bet that there is a newspaper near you that would love your story and eat it up with a spoon. And you need a little publicity to help you. Everybody needs a leg up at some point in their life. Are you kidding? I've needed it through the kindness of people who understand that it's going to be harder for you to do this all by yourself. You need a little help.
I know some media people.
I would like a nighttime job, and as long as it's honest work, if somebody's out there, that way I could stay in school. I'm just not willing to give up school.
Pardon me for interrupting there, Susan, but I do know some media people here in Seattle. Sandra, why don't you call me after the show on my at 1-888-879-8779. Yeah, 1-888-879-8339.
8339.
Yeah, I know some reporters at King 5 News also. I got contacts at Seattle PI, Seattle Times, in the Olympian and the Tribune, too. So
your passion for education would touch every person who read your story. So you must not be shy about, reaching out to the media, and wow, how wonderful is this that you have the contacts.
Yeah, I don't feel like having my face splattered in my... I don't want sorrow and pity. I want...
No, it's not going to be that.
It means to just meet my basic needs, and if I can meet that, I can go further after that.
Well...
on my own.
I still think you should consider this. It's not going to be a pity story. It's a story about determination. And it's a story about how we all take what we were given as children for granted.
Right.
And we have to start really appreciating what our parents gave us, because many of us didn't have to give up so much. And yet, this is a story about strength and fortitude, and I think it's inspirational. I think anybody who read this would have renewed energy. Don't look at it from the dark side in. Look from the light. You really, really have a lot to share with people. And
well, thank you.
What are you studying? I just have to ask you.
Right now, just real basic stuff like Excel, Word. You know,
oh, that's fantastic.
I'm just trying to get comfortable with the computer.
You're going to be better at Excel than I am, because I'm not good at it. So... Oh, my hat really goes off to you. Are you kidding? I'm so glad you called. Wow.
Thank you. I want to repair computers. I want to be a troubleshooter, but I figure I need to at least be able to check my work, so I have to know some type of program.
And you have the moon in Capricorn. That means you're very steady and very dedicated. And, you know, when I see Capricorn, it's like, I will come through snow and ice and dread of night. I will be there. They never give excuses. Capricorn's fantastic. And you were born on the full moon in Capricorn.
Wow.
And so I know a lot about you, and I know you will succeed. Mm-hmm. So just tell the world a little bit about your story, and the reporter will make you feel very comfortable. So let's do that number one more time, 888, and it was 298?
No, 879.
879.
8339.
8339. So, Sandra, you got to promise me you'll call.
I'll help you. Call me after the show there, Sandra, and then... Sandra, good luck to you. Be sure to call me, and we'll go on to our next caller now.
All right.
Noreen?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Noreen, are you there?
I am.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Maureen. Hi.
Hi. It's actually Noreen.
Noreen, so sorry.
That's okay. It happens all the time.
I like it. Oh, it's a beautiful name. And when is your birthday?
May 16th, 1946.
Okay, and do you have a question?
I just want to know what my chart looks like for the next year.
Well, you have to give me, I hope all the callers will give me one specific area. You know, you have Saturn opposition the Sun, so you have to take very good care of your health. And you may be running yourself down a little bit. The teeth and the bones need extra. Maybe you should see your doctor. My doctor gave me more vitamin D. He said everybody's a little low. Actually, it gives you a lot of energy. I love these little vitamin D's, but I take calcium, but I'm not a doctor, so you have to get a little test, and he'll tell you what you need.
Right.
And but you're under a strain for some reason. Do you have a relationship?
I am under a strain with my children.
Oh,
my
you're a little
adult
one.
Children.
Oh, are they not working, one of them?
One of them is not working, correct.
Mm-hmm. You know this is an epidemic, that kids are not finding jobs, and even though the ones who have found jobs are out of work because these companies are laying kids off for some reason. You know, it used to be that they wanted youth, but they're finding out slightly older people, or older people in general, are fantastic, and that they... You know, they come in every day. They're solid as a rock. They have all this experience, and it's the kids right now that are having the trouble. What sign is your child?
She is.
When's her birthday?
April 2nd.
Of course, it's April 2nd. Of course, it is. The Aries have been going through so much. She's the same as my friend that I was talking about. The April baby, who young woman who was worried because I was worried about her morale, and I don't even live in her city, but I could hear it on the phone that she was just despondent, and it's hard. Finding a job is worse than finding an apartment. It's so hard.
Yeah. And she needs both.
You need the support of everybody around you, and, you know, send little presents, even if it's like she's Aries, so she loves hairbrushes and little things for the hair, and or a special shampoo that she hadn't tried that got great reviews. They love the hair, you know, for her birthday, a gift certificate in a nice salon in her city. Whatever it is, that if their hair is not looking good, oh, Aries, the whole day is bad.
You
know? They're so funny. Even men, you're like, are you coming, John? Are you coming? And they're looking in the mirror and they're putting on their little pomade. Oh, in just a minute, I just have to fluff this up a little bit. All the men, well, it rules the hair, you know. You know, when our kids are out of work, it worries us. You know the old saying, you can only be as happy as your least happy child. It's so true. And is more than one you worried about? Are you worried about another child besides this one?
Yeah, the other one, though, she'll be okay. She's just never been on her own before. And this is a new venture for her, and she's scared to death.
What sign is she?
She's a Pisces.
Oh, Pisces, they're a little worried about money, but they're really under fantastic aspects right now. So she should be working on that. When is her birthday exactly?
February 25th.
Oh, my daughter's February 26th. I love that. Those February Pisces are insanely creative. They remake themselves when life, you know, somehow gives them a curveball. Steve Jobs was a February 24th. I worked with Gloria Vanderbilt on my calendar this year. She's 90 years old and turned out 14 stunning paintings. She's Anderson Cooper's mom.
Yeah.
And she's so inspirational to me. Those little February Pisces, are you kidding? They know how to succeed. She's going to be okay, but you should always be there. You know, call her every few days, see how she's doing, offer moral support. But give me the time of your birth, if you wouldn't mind.
Time of her birth?
No, your birth.
Oh, my birth was 7:01 in the morning. 7 a.m. in the morning.
In Seattle?
Yep. No, Tacoma.
Tacoma.
Uh-huh.
I love how all the listeners know their birthdays. This is fantastic. Time of birth. Let me look at your house of children. Ah, you have Jupiter in your house of children. Oh, my God. Your greatest pleasure, your greatest happiness, everything comes from the children. And you are the best mother on the planet. And you, oh, my gosh,
you.
You're there for them all the time. And you're so encouraging. Oh, my gosh. And you're creative, too, in your own right. Do you do something artistic?
We'll do lots of things artistic.
Yeah. I mean, you could make jewelry. Money from it, too, you know.
I'm working on that.
Yeah. It could be web design. It could be you make beautiful quilts. I mean, you could do photography. I mean, there's almost anything you want to devote yourself to, you could do well financially, you know. And, yes, your children have been going through a hard time. I'm seeing it. But they're right at the edge now where it leaves that house. And it's not coming back.
Yay.
So I don't. Yeah. So I think you've paid your dues, and you know, brighter days lie ahead for sure.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice. That's nice.
Well, Noreen, thank you so much. Be sure to read Astrology Zone and read your rising sign too. You're a Taurus with Cancer rising.
Oh,
the
okay.
rising sign is just as important as the sun sign. So always look at both.
Okay.
You know, and. You'll get the full 360 picture. And it's a lot, so you'll have to print it out because I write a very thorough report, but with a summary.
Oh, wonderful.
AstrologyZone.com. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Let's go on to the next caller. Gail in Duval, are you there?
I am.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome to the
Wow, we're getting
world.
Such great questions. I love these. Hello, Gail.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. What's your birthday?
November 9th.
November 9th. You're a Scorpio.
Yes.
Do you want to give me the year?
59.
Okay. And what is your question? You're building a firm foundation for your future. I think you know that, but in case you're not sure that you are, you are. It's a very critical point in your life. You only get this two or three times in your whole life with a 30-year separation. Mm. So this is a very big time for you.
That's so funny.
Do you know that right now?
Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's kind of serious. You're either, like, buying a house or selling a house or getting married or taking care of your child or your parent, or there's something going on that's a heavy duty, but that you couldn't have done a few years ago because you weren't ready, you weren't up to it yet. But now you are ready, and you can step up. And what is the exact question? Like, which area is the area that you're focused on?
Well, I mean, that's amazing what you just said, because that is exactly right. And I guess I just want to know what I'm supposed to be concentrating on, you know, for financially to make money and just be a little bit more,
independent.
Just have a better foundation. Just not be afraid all the time of not having enough to hang on to what
that's
what
such
there
a,
is.
You know, and the stock market went a little crazy yesterday, and it will go crazy in the next 2 weeks, but no one should panic. It's all calm. And, you know, we're all filing our income tax, and if you want to take the retirement deduction, most people send a little money in for their IRA, and now the stock market is gyrating. Not to be afraid at all. But there'll be some moments this month, more than we've seen. But just go safe and ask your financial advisor what would be a conservative thing for now. You can always change it later, but just safe, you know. And let me have your time of birth, and I'll help you a little bit more. What time are you born?
I think it's 11:59 night.
Oh, wow, that sounds pretty pretty accurate. Now, that's at night, so that's right before midnight. Yeah, right? So
yes.
That's good. So your sun is at the bottom of your chart, and that means family means so much to you. The moon in Pisces, what a little sweetheart. You have this lyrical, wonderful chart, this appreciation of beauty that you see that other people miss. You have Leo rising, my dear. Did you know that? If your time of birth is correct, you have to start reading for Leo. And guess what? Leo hasn't been in... Jupiter hasn't been in Leo for 12 years, and he's going in on July 16th. Now, the thing to remember here is you're a late degree. You're almost 28 degrees of Leo. So all your friends who are born in July are starting to get promotions and more money, and, you know, they're having all their celebrations. Like, it's so great. Yours comes in 2015, in the first part of the year. So have faith that it's coming to you. It's just that the degrees are too far away, and Jupiter has to orbit a little closer for you to feel it. But you're moving into one of the big years of your life. You're going to have the money. And then the year after that, it goes into your money house. And all the things that you have been planting, all those seeds, all the proposals, all the interviews, starts to pay off big time. So you're actually the curtain is about to go up, but you can't see it yet. You think, same old, same old. No, no, it's not. That's why I love to study astrology. You're so close. Keep going. Like, what kind of work do you do? Do you do real estate?
Well, no, I don't do real estate, but we have properties, rental properties, and
okay.
I'm also a hairdresser. Yeah, we manage them, and mm-hmm. my father just passed away, and we have his house, and we're trying to get it ready to sell.
Mm-hmm. So like kind of you are in real estate.
Yeah, exactly.
You kind of are. Mm-hmm. Actually, though, you know, my sister took a course in real estate before my mom died, and it's such a hard thing when you lose a mother or a father. It's such a hard thing, and I'm still got a hole in my heart. It's a year now, and it still hurts.
Yeah.
But it helped so much that my sister got her real estate license. Even though she didn't manage the sale of the apartment, she could talk to the brokers in a way that used their language, and they respected her. So, and it wasn't a long course. I mean, you can do it.
I've actually already done that.
See? Susan, you're perfect.
Susan,
you have such good aspects for real estate and a real knowledge of it that I would like you to really participate in this. And I think you're going to do fine because you have Jupiter at birth in your house of home and real estate. So your best investments usually are, and of course, ask your financial advisor, but real estate, it's coming up so strong like
Susan,
a billboard on Times Square.
Susan, I hate to interrupt my friend and Gail, but we're going off air here in a few seconds. But
oh, okay.
Any last...
Thank you, Gail. You keep up the good work.
I want you to say the last comments for the show today. Susan, go ahead. You got 20 seconds.
Oh, well, her best part of her chart is Jupiter. Well, I had such... in the house of real estate. I had so much fun today, and I hope everyone will check out astrologyzone.com. And if your friend speaks Spanish, ES, like Edward Susan, ES, .SusanMiller.com will lead you into the Spanish site.
All right, friends, we'll be back a week from today, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Bye-bye, another episode of Out of This World.
Say is in the bill you took today.